Okay, today is Daf Mem Dalet. We are on Daf Mem Dalet on the top line. So we said that we can't have different rules in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz, because it's Losis Godudu, Rashi said. You can't make different sects of Jews. So in Israel, they're going to take a lulav on the first day of Sukkot on Shabbos, and in Chutz Laretz, they're not going to do that? Can't have that. So nobody takes a lulav on Shabbos in anywhere in the world on the first day of Shabbos. When the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, nobody does that. El Akasha. But it's still a kasha, because one brisa, one mishnah said you take the lulav to the Beit HaMikdash, and one mishnah said you bring it to shul. It's still a kasha. What's going on with that? So hani tarti tana chad the kala malichan as a lulav in harabayis. One said you bring it to the harabayis, v'tani idach lebeit haknesses, and one said you bring it to the shul. Umetartzinon, and we answered kambis Beit HaMikdash kayim, kambis manshei Beit HaMikdash kayim. And we said one was one, there's no Beis HaMikdash, one was yes Beis HaMikdash. But how else are you going to answer that question? No, that's not the issue. EDVED, Bizman Shabbat Beis HaMikdash, Yikayim. No, they're both in the Beis HaMikdash around. Velo Kasha, Kan B'Mikdash, Kan B'Gvulin. One's in the Beis HaMikdash, and one's in the Gvulin. One's in the rest of the world. So on Shabbos, in those days, you can still bring it to Shul, before the Gzera. Okay. Amar Abaye L'Rava. So Abaye says to Rava, Maishna Lulav, how come lulav we make a zecher for all 7 days? Umaishna arava d'lov din lo shiva zecher lemikdash. And how come for Hoshana Rabbah they did it all 7 days? How come we only do it one day? Aravas, why is that? Abaye says to Rava, why is that? Right, Rashi says d'lov din lo shiva avo yom echad mi avdinan k'demin lo kaman, like we're going to say on days. But Rabbi Tzadok, who lived after the korban, why? So Amalei, how of Adam Yotzi de Chavasa by Rava Shabalolov. Listen, at the end of the day, you have a Ravas in your lulav. So you Yotzi the minog of a Ravas in the lulav. Says about the answer is that Amalei, Hahu Mishum lulav udika avidlei. That's for the lulav. That's not the dirt of Ravas. Vechitei udika magbi v'hada magbi bay. You want to tell me you lift it up twice? First you lift it up l'shem lulav, then you put it down and you lift it again l'shem what? L'shem Aravas. No one does that. Look around. No one does that. Amrav Zvid, Mishmei Derava, here's the answer. Lulav Doraisa, a lulav is Doraisa of Din and Shiva. Lulav is Doraisa, so we do it for 7 days. Zechel Mikdash. Arava, Derabanan. Arava is only a Din Derabanan. Right? Where do our rabbis come from? Lo avdin le zechel hamikdash. Therefore, we only do it one day, zechel hamikdash. Who said our rabbis are the rabbanon? Where'd that come from? Leman. Who said that? That our rabbis are the rabbanon. Ilem la abashol. If you're telling me it's abashol, the omar arvi nachal ksiv shtayim. What? Arvi nachal is shtayim. Right? Achas lulav, achas lamikdash. So why is it two? One's for the lulav, and one's for the Beis HaMikdash, a separate thing. Ila Rabbanon, Hilchus HaGemila. It's Halacha L'Moshe Mithinai. Nobody holds that Aravas is not Minatora, somehow. Nobody holds that. Either it's a real Minatora, or it's Halacha L'Moshe Mithinai. The Amar of Yos Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yenchunya Ish Bikas Beis Choron, all these people said the following. Ether Netios, the idea of Ether Netios, which is a certain area of size, and certain number of trees are planted in that size space, he has certain halachas about trees. Arava, the idea of Aravas, and Nitzach HaMayim, the fact that you pour water on the carpet, on the Mizbeach, on Sukkot, and that, and in addition to wine, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. So what do you mean Aravas are Rabbanon? Not the Rabbanon. Ella, the answer is, Amar Zvid Meshay Deravah, no, Lulav de Islay Iker Min HaTorah. Lulav, which is, okay, it's Iker Min HaTorah. It says in the Torah, take a lulav. It's in the Torah. Therefore, Big Vulan of Din Le Shiva, Zecher LeMikdash. Therefore, in the whole world, we take a lulav for 7 days to Zecher that. Then in the Beit HaMikdash, they took it for 7 days. Aravah, the Leslie Iker Min HaTorah. Even if you want to tell me it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, it's derived, it's fetched out of... It's not Iker Min HaTorah. Therefore, Bigvulin, therefore in the Gvulin, in the rest of the world, Lo Avdin and Sheva Zecher LeMikdash. It's not 7 days. That's why Hoshana Rabbah is only one day. Okay? Amar Rish Lakish, Kahanim Bale Mumin, Nichnasin Beina Ulam Lamizbeach, Kedelotzeis Barava. Now, the Kahanim, who had mums, who really can't do avoda, they went in between, by the way, so in the Beit HaMikdash, there was the Ezras Nashim, then something called Ezras Yisrael, going deeper and deeper in, then the Ezras Kahanim, then there was the Azara, then, which is where the Mizbeach was, then there's a spot between the Mizbeach and the entrance to the actual building, that's called the Ulam, there's a spot, Bein HaMizbeach LeUlam. And that's a holier place than before the Mizbeach. So the Bali Mumin would go there. The Bali Mumin would go there. Rashi says, Af Heim Dochkin, they would go push over there. V'nichnasin, Lahakif Arava, Lahakif Baragleim, Arava Biyadam. They would go to walk around, make a hakafis around the Mizbeach. Even though they have mums. V'ef Shal Lahakif, it's impossible to go around the Mizbeach, make a hakaf around the Mizbeach, and you don't go to the place between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. It's impossible to do that. V'chol hashana asurim l'kanis sham. But the best of the, you know, you're not allowed to go there. Kamina b'techlis kelim perak rishon. Fine. So the Gemara says, who said this? Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said that Kahanim Bali Mumin would go over there. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, mi amra? He said such a thing? Are you for real? That's how Rashi learns. Hashta, Solka Daitach, Tachi Kamar, Mi Amr Shi Chovav, the Kamar Tzlotches Boy De Chovav? What do you mean? It's a Harg Valyavor to have a Ravis, and therefore we're going to allow Kahanim with Mums to go there? What kind of thing is that? Who said such a thing? Says Rabbi Yochanan to Rish Lakish. Who said such a thing? Right? Mi Amr, what do you mean who said it? Ha'iu Amr, you said it. Your Rabbi Yochanan said it. Amr Asi, Amr Yochanan, Mishom Rubichon Ish Bikas Beis Choron, Asenatios, Varbava, Nisach HaMayim, Halach LaMoshe Mitzinai. What do you mean, who said it? You said it. Right? You said it. Ella I Amra Binatila, Ella Mi Amra Binatila. No, who said you have to go take it with your hand and walk around the Hakafis? Dilma Bizakifa, maybe.
Didn't we just go off the topic about
Yeah, no, so Rish Lakish made a new thing. By the way, we're talking about Hashanah Rabbah. It's only one day. And Rish Lakish says, by the way, even a kohen who's a Baal Mum can do the hakafis around the Mizbeach.
Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that.
No, Rabbi Yochanan said that it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai.
I know, but
Tosfos explained that if it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, which is like a daraisa, we would allow, who said that a...
We can't go there.
No. Right, but who said a kohen Baal Mum can't go there? Who made up that rule? That's a Dinder Rabbanan. The Deraisa? That a Kohen Baal Mum can't walk there? That's not a Dinder Raisa. It's a Dinder Rabbanan.
It's sort of a Dinder Raisa. Who can go where?
No, so this Tosfos, it's the third Tosfos.
It doesn't the same sort of thing, by the Tzar can't go there?
Right, so we're not, it's not a Tzar.
But there are other things that are...
So apparently, okay, we'll do the Tosfos. So we'll get to the third Tosfos. Solkadaitach, Dahachi Kamar, Mi Omra Shichov Deraisa. Who said the Chiyav Daraisa? V'isya v'dachye ba'olas d'rabbanan. And we're going to be doche adin d'rabbanan. Milas d'rabbanan means the Kohen can't go there, Baal Mum. Who said that? Right? Dilma rabbanan he. Maybe the Aravis is adin d'rabbanan. D'lo d'chinan ma'olas d'rabbanan. Mishum d'achant d'rabbanan. So we're not going to allow adin d'rabbanan about not going there, Baal Mum, to push aside adin d'rabbanan. To push aside d'raisa, I hear. Adin d'raisa, Aravis, I hear. We'll let a Baal Mum go there because it's a Dindaraisa. But if it's a Dindarabanan, who said that? Why should one Darabanan push off another Darabanan? That's how Tosfos explains the question. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, what are you talking about, Rish Lakish? Who said that our Rav is a Dindaraisa? Says Rish Lakish, what do you mean who said? You said. You said. You said it's a Halacha L'moshe m'sinai. Right? So then Rabbi Yochanan says back, Mi Amar ben Atila. Who said you have to surround the Mizbeach like a Hakafis? Dilma maybe bizakifa. Maybe it just means you take very long hakafis and you stick them in the ground and they hang over the Mizbeach, which we're going to do tomorrow's daf. Who said that? Maybe that's what it means. So you don't need a coin for that. You don't need a coin Baal Mum to go there. They can do it on the other three sides. Besides the ramp, whatever. You can do it on the other side. Who said you need a coin to go there?
By the way, this is the Mekot. Probably those are offers that they started with, the gigantic ones, yeah. The right ones.
Yeah.
Because the ones that we have, like they stick it in his bath, like it's something.
Right.
They use it for two different
Avos. Yeah.
The Avos that you had in your
And by the way, right. Mi amr bali mumin. Who said you have to use a bali mumin coin for this? Dilma bitamimin. Maybe you got to use regular ones. Who made up this? Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Chad amr arava yisod neviim. One said aravas is yisod neviim. What's yisod neviim? Says Rashi. Takanas neviim achronim. The takanas neviim achronim. Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Shoyim Matakne, Takanos Yisrael, Ba'anshe Knesset Agadola.
Why isn't that a Rabbanim?
What?
It's not the first time. Why isn't that a Rabbanim?
It's older than a Rabbanim.
I understand it, but it's still a Rabbanim.
Ein Echanami. V'chad Amar, I think that he only says that to contrast it with the next statement.
To show you how powerful it is.
Right. No, but to contrast it with it. V'chad Amar, Arava Minag Nevi'im. Arava's Minag Nevi'im. What's Minag Nevi'im? Says Rashi. Listen to this. Minag Nevi'im. They made a minute to do this. V'lo tiknu lahem. What's an atakana? What's an afkamina? V'an afkamina, the low boy bracha. If it's a minhag, you don't make a bracha. If it's a takana, you make a bracha. Right? The lekla meimar tzivanu. How could you say v'tzivanu? V'afilu bichlal lo sasar lesa. It's not even in lo sasar. Right? Lo sasar means whatever the rabbi said, you have to listen to them. Don't not listen to what the rabbi said. So if the rabbi said to light Hanukkah candles, make a bracha. It's in the Rabbanon, not in the Torah Hanukkah. Rabbi said, make a Hanukkah. Rabbi said, halach halachas nevus, you make a bracha. The rabbi said to shake a lulav, to bring a ravis. It's not even that. It's a minhag. Different is no bracha. That's what Rashi says. No. In Tosas, we're going to do the Tosas in a minute. That's the story. Okay? So, Tistayim de Rav Yochanan hu de Amar Yisod Nevi'im. It must be the Rabbi Yochanan said it's Yisod Nevi'im. The Amar of Avo, Amar of Av Yochanan, Arava, Yisod Nevi'im moves the time. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan said that one. We didn't know who said what. Fine. Amar le Rav Zeber le Rav Yavo. Mi Amar Rav Yochanan hachi? Rav Yochanan said it's Yisod Nevi'im? He just said it's one of Halacha Mashmatinai. Ha Amar Rav Yochanan Mishom Rabin Chuni in Shbikas Mitzchorin, Asinat Yitz Arava Yisod Nisichamayim Halacha Mashmatinai. Arava is Halacha Mashmatinai. What do you mean it's Yisod Nevi'im? It's Halacha Mashmatinai. The answer is, really, it's halacha l'moshe mitzinai. However, why did he call it the Sod Nevi'im? Because ishtomeim b'shalkhada. First, he couldn't think of an answer. How to answer that question? Rabbi Yochanan just said it's Sod Nevi'im, but he also says halacha l'moshe mitzinai. Then he answered, if Yomar, he said like this, really, it's halacha l'moshe mitzinai. But shechachum v'chaz v'v'yisodum, the Nevi'im, everyone forgot about it, and the Nevi'im came and reminded everybody. So we give them a pat on the back, thank you, Shkoyach, for reminding everybody, really, it's halacha l'moshe mitzinai. I'm going to call you Yisod Nevi'im because you reminded everybody about it. You Nevi'im, whoever you are, you reminded everybody about it. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Achi, did Rabbi Yochanan say that? How is it possible, the question Gemara is asking is, how is it possible that they forgot it? How could they forget the halacha like that? Why? After all, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Dilachon Amri. You really think Eretz Yisrael is where it's at. That's what you think where it's at. And Rashi says, because they didn't have any turmoil that they had in Bavel, so they had Yishuv Hadas. You thought that's where it's at. No. De Lahoni. It's in Bavel's where it's at. That's where the real learning took place. Right? So how can you mean they forgot? What do you mean they forgot? So the Gemara answers, Lo Kasha, Tanakasha. Kan, when we say Mitzvah Zarava, is Alacha Moshe Misinai, the Mikdash. That's in the base of Mikdash. Kan, where do we say it's a minhag? Big Gvulin. That's just in the Gvulin.
We know that.
What?
We know that already.
No, Aravas? That was for Lulav.
It's the same. What's Lulav?
Okay, so here's what I think we're going to do. We're going to finish the daf, because I want to make sure we finish at the bottom, and then we're going to do this massive toast. We're going to try to do the whole thing. It's, you know what it's about? It's about making brachos on minhagim. Do we make brachos on minhagim? Not really. Brachas and the rabbanans we make. Can you think of a minhag, we make a bracha? What's a minhagim? What a minhagim, like our rabbis, is an old minhagim that didn't transform into something more. Not that many. I'm not saying about a minhag when I put the Kiddush cup under my cup like this, or under my palm, or I hold it like this. I'm not talking about a minhagim like that.
Slichas.
You don't make a bracha on slichas.
Right.
Right? Yeah. But that's the answer. What? Right. I'll tell you one minhag that we do. Well, Tosos is going to raise it up in a minute, and Tosos says something which I don't understand it. We'll get to it in a few minutes. Okay, here, let's finish the daf. It's an easy daf, very easy daf.
Does Sukkot Zivah count as a minhag?
Yeah, but that's tefillah. So you make a bracha on tefillah? You never make a bracha on tefillah. Even if it's a mitzvah to daven, you don't make a bracha. Because the mitzvah is a bracha.
Yeah, but you say
that's what the Rambam, one of the rules. You don't make a bracha when the mitzvah is a bracha. For example, you don't make a bracha on benching.
Right.
The whole mitzvah is a bracha.
Right.
You make a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, l'chinim el-chalam, l'birchas ha-mazad, al-achila. There's no such bracha like that.
Sure.
Same thing with davening.
But we say Rosh Hashanah and Yishtabach is...
Those are brachas. Oh, those are brachas, yeah.
But
what are they? Yeah, that's a good question. What about a bracha to wake up in the morning? Pokeach Ivrim, what is that? So it's a bracha Hashevach. The answer is, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is the second day Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz. You make a bracha on matzah, right?
Okay.
Second night. What is that?
But that's a derubah on rather than a minhag.
The Gemara ends up saying in Beitza, it's a minhag of a sand b'yadayim. It's a minhag.
Okay. There you go.
Different kind of minhag, right? Different kind of minhag.
Yeah. Didn't we say that those brachas, of this whole idea behind second day Yom Tov is not to treat it...
Fair enough.
That's the reason.
Fair enough. Who gave you the right to make brachas?
That's why it's not a minute.
How about making a bracha on the lulav?
That's not a minute.
6 days.
Ein echanami. Zechel mikdash. Right? All these things. Very interesting. So, what were we just saying?
I wouldn't call that a minute.
It's not a minute.
What?
Because there's nobody in the world who doesn't do that.
Doesn't do what? Because we don't. Everyone does. We
right.
use the word minhag differently than what they do.
Correct.
We say minhag. I wear a gartel. I don't wear a gartel. That's what we call a minhag. His minhag is not to do like that. That's not what the Gemara means when it says minhag.
It means something that was adopted
by the whole Klal Yisrael. So why you make? What's the difference between that and Chanukah? Chanukah is bracha. There's no bracha. What's the difference?
Set, it's
right. Right. So right. Okay.
So not saying a bracha on halal on Yom HaTzmut.
Oh, so we're going to get to halal on Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
That's what Tosas talks about, halal on Rosh Chodesh.
That's
so, what?
That's a minhag.
It's a minhag. What? Halal on Rosh Chodesh with a bracha? No. No, they didn't. We'll get to it. Let's finish the Gemara first. Amr of Ami, Aravat Sbi Chashir. Aravat Sbi Choir Rashir. Ve'einu notalat el b'fne'atma. And you take it by yourself. Ve'einu demyotzi dechavatsa b'aravat shabaluv. And you can't use that aravat in the luv. So one second, it's repetitive. Given the Amar, Einu Tal Tal B'fnei Atzma, since you told me you have to take it by yourself, so Pshita, Einu Tal Tal B'Rovah Shabalulav. Of course you can't use the Rovah in the Lulav, it's not by itself. Are you repeating yourself? Ma'adatema, I would have thought, Hani Mili Hecha Delo Agbe V'Had Agbe. Maybe you could pick it up, and I'll pick it up a second time. I'll pick it up the first time. Right, we said the number off, nobody does that, but what if you want to do that? I'll pick it up one time, L'Shem Lulav. Then I'll pick it up again, L'Shem Rovah.
Why doesn't anybody say, maybe you'll just take it out of your Lulav and use it?
Same thing. But if I pick it up a second time, maybe it's okay. Maybe lo means it's not good. You can't do that. A person can use a ravish shabalolov. The kamish shir, what's a shir? Amar of Nachman gimel bade all in lachin. Three branches, three with moist leaves. Rav Sheshes Amar afilu ola echad ubad echad. One leaf and one branch. One leaf. Bring a leaf to the sukkah. I have a leaf over here in my hand. That's crazy. One leaf and one branch? No. No. One leaf on one branch. That means even that's good. Amr of Ivo, Havi Kamina Kameda of Elazar Berb Tzadok. I was by Reb Elazar Berb Tzadok, writes Rashi Tan Amar Aleph, that he's the Reb Tzadok's son. He's the one who fasted for 40 years, right, Reb Tzadok? So his son, Mestama, lived after the Korban, right? Lived after the Korban, because if his father was at the Korban, he said, I say, who gave a rava kamei? They took an arava. Shakali took it. Chavit, chavit. What does chavit, chavit mean? It's a machlokas. Rashi says it means lashan nanua. He waved the arava. He didn't make a bracha. Says Rashi, what does it mean to wave it? Says the Rambam, that's not what it means. What does chavit mean? To what? To clap. To clap on the floor. Says the Ramah, it's a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. We try to do both. You see people do nanuim taravas?
Yeah,
people do. I never saw it till I saw Rav Rabban do it. I never saw it before him. Who?
The girl does it also.
Oh, he does?
I think so.
So we do both. Why do we do both? Rashi said to do nanuim. Rashi doesn't mention anything of it. Rashi's shul would have been a very different Hoshana Rabbah. And the Rambam says, what do you mean? It means to bang. He brings a raya, means to bring. What? It's not a bazillion. It's why do you bang? I don't know. I mean, know why you bang? Because Gemara says chavit chavit, and the Rambam says it means to bang. Rashi said it didn't mean that. It's a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. So it says the Rambam, let's try to do both. So what's the harm in doing both? First wave it, and then bang it. Kasavar minug neviim hi. The point is he didn't make a bracha because it was a minug. Ivu v'chizkia, Ivu and chizkia, b'nei brate derav, they were his children of Rav, Icy Rav, l'kamei derav, chavit chavit l'abirich. Same thing. He banged or he waved, whatever, and he wouldn't make a bracha. Kasavar minug neviim, it was just a minug neviim. Amar Ivu, havi kamina kamei derav, l'azib rab tzadok, Icy l'kamei ahu gav, a guy came in, amalei, kriyasa isli, I have cities, karma isli, I have vineyards, zeis isli, I have zeisim olive, I have olive orchards, v'asu b'nei kriyasa, and these people came, umakaskisin b'karma, and they worked on the vineyards, v'ochlin b'zeisa, and they ate my, and they ate the olives as reward, as payment, as the Rashi says, it was payment, and it turns out it was during Shemitah, so they came without me telling them, they worked the land, and they took for themselves salary. Id arich or lo arich? Is that right or is that not right? Is this going on? Is this the correct thing going on? Amalei lo arich. No, this is all wrong. You're not supposed to work the land on Shemitah. You're not supposed to get paid. The whole thing is no good. Havi kashavik lev azal. So the guy left. So Amar kado havaiti da'ara chada mem shenin. So this Rav Elazar ben Tzadok said, I've been living here for 40 years. V'lo chamisi bar inesh mahalech ka'orchan desakin kedin. I never saw a guy like this. Who comes to ask a child like this, I never saw such a person. Hadar v'asi v'amalei ma'im yavad. So then the guy came back and said, okay, so what do I do now? What do I do? These people are going to come and they're going to work my land on Shemitah. I don't want that. Amalei afker zeisa l'chashucha. First of all, you have to make your fields hefker. Make your fields hefker. V'tein pritya l'chashkushe kromim. Then you can give them some salary for the work in the land. V'kashkushi mishari? You're allowed to work the land? V'tanya v'ashviyas tishamtena v'natashta. You know, they have to let it lie fallow. Tishamtena v'lakashkesh v'natashta v'lisakel. Different avodas you're not allowed to do. So how could, what do you mean, go work the land? You're not allowed to do that on Shemitah. Amar v'kva v'achama trekashkushi havi. There's two types of work in the land. It specifically has to do with trees. Not 100% sure what that word means. Chad stume pili. One does one thing. V'chad aburi iloni. One, I think, prevents it from getting worse, and one helps it grow better. What?
Covering
the roots. So iburi iloni, usher. To make a tree better, on Shemitah, you're not allowed to do that. Situme pili, shari. But it shouldn't get worse. That you're allowed to do. So that you're allowed to do. So that, what? Preventative, exactly. Good word. Thank you. Preventative. Amar Ivu Mishim Rav Elazar ben Tzadok, Al Yahalich Adam Be'Arav Shabbosos Yosim Begimel Parsos. You shouldn't travel more than three parsa on Erev Shabbos. Amar Kahana Lo Morn El Lebeit. It's only when you're going home. So Rashi says, what do you mean when you're going home? I'm away for a month. I'm on a business trip. I'm coming home. Oh, if you're not going to get to your house before Chatzos, don't bother going. Why? So Rashi says because they didn't expect you to come, so you weren't going to be there for Shabbos. So your wife didn't cook so much. You show up, not enough time to cook. It's going to cause a fight. So stay home. Stay away. Don't go. Don't make a fight. Stay away. That's the reason. Nothing to do with Chil Shabbos. Nothing to do with those issues.
Good advice in general.
What?
Good advice in general.
It's a good advice in general. Stay away. Stay away Erev Shabbos. Don't be there. Only get in the way. And you show up late. Wife says, you're here for Shabbos? I didn't think you were going to be here. I didn't cook for you. And it's going to cause a fight. So stay away. Avol Ashpize. Am I denok et samach? To go to a hotel, which you brought your own food, of course you can go. Vika d'Amri, this is a little difficult. Amr of Kahana, lo netzricha el afil lebeisek. You even can't go to your house. Amr of Kahana, bedidi havi ubda v'afilu kata d'haras and elosh kata. I did it once. There was not even herring. There was nothing to eat. Literally nothing to eat in the house because they didn't expect me to come. So it's good advice. Okay, fine. Now let's do the Tosfos. So Tosfos says, kan b'mikdash kan b'gvulim. So he says, b'mikdash halacha l'moshe m'sinai. In the base of mikdash, shaking a little aravis is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. B'gvulim, kligi, it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yisod Nevi'im. Rabbi Yeshua Belevi Amar, Minug Nevi'im. Upir Shekunjit, Rashi said in Amin Aleph. Then ask me, what's the difference if it's Minug Nevi'im or what's the difference? T'i takanahi boi bracha. If it's a takana, you need a bracha. If it's a takanas Nevi'im, it's a bracha. Because as Mati said, that's din the rabbanon, like Chanukah. The minhaga, and if it's only a minhag, lo boi, You don't need a bracha. The leka lemid lememar v'tivanu. You can't say v'tivanu. The minag ba'almosh in higuam. It's just a minag. V'achli v'afilu b'chla lo sasser. It's less. It's not even in the parish of lo sasser. Not even. It's not even that. V'chen amrina b'samach chavit chavit. They did something to the lulav, to the hashanis, v'lo berech. They wouldn't make a bracha. Kasavar minag neviim. It's a minag neviim. V'yesh medaktikin mitoch kach. So we could bring a raya from all this. The lama of rachin and a halal to Rosh Chodesh. You shouldn't make a bracha on halal and Rosh Chodesh. She'ena ela minag ba'alma. It's just a minag. Kidemuchach perak basher de tainus. Listen to this story. Rav ikle lebavel. Rav shows up to Bavel. Chazi dekari lehalal b'Rosh Chodesh. He walks into shul and they're saying halal on Rosh Chodesh. Says Rav, Savalav Sikin. He wanted to go up there and stop them. He wanted to stop them from saying halal on Rosh Chodesh. Shama dekame dalgi, but he saw they skipped. They skipped lolanu. So, oh, they're skipping lolanu. It's not just a minhag, because who doesn't say lolanu? It's part of halal. See, v'azli amar ah shamin al minhag avaseim v'yadeim. It's just a minhag. V'had dekamar Rabbi Yochanan hasam yud.
He wasn't concerned about that.
What?
Yeah, he said they skipped it, so now it's.
So now it's only a minhag. Now letting it go.
I have a question. Now
Tosfos is going to say. It can't be that Rav walked in late and didn't hear the bracha, not because he wouldn't come late. It's not the way to says, because he says, Rav ikla lebavel. Rav came to Bavel. If you came to the shul late, it would have said, Rav ikla lebeis haknesses. Since it says Rav came to Bavel, he was on time to shul. He heard them make a bracha. He was going to stop. What are you doing, making a bracha? Then he heard that, they're skipping. So it's only a minhag. So what do you see? You can make a bracha on a minhag.
One second. Is there any, could there be a nafkamina between something that when you always do it, you always make a bracha? Let's say halal, normal halal, you make a bracha. Aravis, there's no bracha. We don't do that otherwise.
What?
So maybe when you do something that when you normally do it, you make a bracha. If it's a minhag, you would make a bracha.
So right here, v'hadik amar b'yochanan. B'yochanan said, hasam yurches yom yachid gomer zahalal. There are 18 days a year you say halal. Behen, Ubagola, and in Chutz La'aretz it's Chav Alav Yom, 21 days. Rosh Chodesh is not on the list. Rosh Chodesh is not on the list. It's 18 days. 8 of Hanukkah and 8 of Sukkot. It's already 16. Shavuos and Pesach. Full Halal. That's it. And in Chutz La'aretz you have the second day of Pesach, second day Shavuos, second day Sukkot. Simchas Torah. That's it. Where's Rosh Chodesh? It's not on the list. Why? Because it's only a minhag. The rest of the time it's a Chiyuv. I said Chanukah is 8.
It's a minhag.
But we make a bracha on Chanukah. It's more than a minhag. It's more than a minhag. It's a takana. It's more than a minhag. Everything about Chanukah is more than a minhag.
Okay.
Right? Lo mishum delahavi achrini takana shikor bedilug. No issue about skipping. Ela yachid gomer hainu kemo yachid kori. Don't. Your Tosfos is busy here. Don't say that it says gomer, and gomer means different than likros. It's the same thing. The word gomer to finish. The orchei adashas the mishloi hachi ki ahi the tanya perak. Kama de brachos, that vasikin, the vasikin people, how you gomer no so metachama. There would be gomer metachama, which means, there's no diak at all that, from the fact that we say kore and not gomer. Don't go down that road. Vibinatam amar, there ain't raya. It's not a raya. You know why? Me'arava lahalel. Da rava eno ela tiltal. What is a ravas already? Should pick up some ravas? The kivin de lav takantahi, element haga. What is it already, Aravis? Lo chashiva lemikvele bracha. Not making a bracha on that. What are you doing already? Picking up some branches, make a bracha on that? I will create halel, but reading halel, lo gara mikari batorah. Why is it any worse than reading the Torah? It's tilim. The kavasei ashkechan, the mevarchin, listen to what he says. And we find something very similar. The mevarchin and ashnei yamim tovim shal golios. We make a bracha on the second day of Yontif. All the brachas are the same. The ena el ha minhag ba'alma. It's just a minhag. Kid the isa parakamad de beitza. So of course you make brachas on minhagim. That's right.
And the brachas that we
otherwise
say,
every drabbanon is a minhag.
The brachas that we say on second day Yom Tov is not on the minhag. It's on the things that we are doing. As a minhag.
Right, but that's a minhag. Let's say the second day of Yom Tov is a Tuesday. Let's say.
Right.
So in there's no laning. We're going to lane.
Right.
Forget matzah, maror, kiddush, forget all that.
Right.
There's a lot of brachas that are going to be said on the second day yontif that won't be said in Israel. Says to us, just a minim. What do you see? You can make brachas on a minim. It's such a different kind of thing. Also, everyone asks on him that.
How is that called a minik? Well, are you chay for being over?
So the Gemara
on second day yontif.
Yes, you are.
Not a minik.
No, because the answer is it's a minik we accepted upon ourselves to treat it like the first day, because now we know the calendar, so there's no suffix anymore. In the olden days, there was a suffix. I lived in Yehupitz. I don't know when the Eidim came. Right? This is what's going on. I don't know when the Eidim came. I don't know when Rosh Chodesh was. So I'm going to keep 2 days Misafik. That Safik doesn't exist anymore. So either 2 days Yontif in Rosh in Chutz Laretz. Minug. We kept with the Minug of Hasidim
B'Yedeim.
That's the answer. Okay. Now what does that mean?
One second. The problem is that's a very nice idea, except the calendar predates Avaya and Rava.
What? Therefore what?
Okay, you're talking about something that even they knew about.
Correct. You mean the set calendar? It's the same time as the Bayan Rava.
We just said yesterday. We moved the whole calendar around to avoid.
That was we manipulate the Eidim.
Yeah.
We would tell the Eidim.
Same thing.
What? No, we're not manipulating anything now.
We're allowed to do that.
One second. You're allowed to do all of this. That's the whole point. You're allowed to make a second day yontif in Chutz Laretz. You're obviously allowed to do all of this.
Yeah.
Why isn't it Baal Tosef then to make a second day yontif?
Yeah.
Umihu, ein mizeh raya. It's not a raya. The hard time of day in Bavarchin Arava, Laman da Amar Minog Nevi'im, Bishom Dol Efshalom Abitzivanu. You can't say Vitzivanu on a Minog. The Beis Yomim Tovim Shal Golias, of a second day Yontif, how can you make a bracha matzah? Ein Behem Vitzivanu El Akiddish? What are we saying Vitzivanu on? What are we saying Vitzivanu on? Not when we lane. On Kiddish. Vazkarat Hayom, Davening, Betfila, Ubrechas Amazim.
The one that really gets me.
And everyone, what on earth is Tosas talking about? What about matzah and maror and what? Tons of stuff. What's Tosas talking about? It's just kiddush, benching. It's benching anyway. So you throw in yalav yavo. It's not a bracha.
Right, but the one that I think is most interesting is we say shehem kiyanu on the second day yontif.
That's because it's a suffix. It's the first day.
But we used to say.
But now we're saying there is no suffix. So we're saying shehem kiyanu for. He doesn't even mention that. He just mentions davening.
One second, but that's the answer. We learned this thing
17
years ago.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Sure about what it was?
Yeah.
And what's second day yontif?
A minute, right. Right.
Nothing to do with suffix of the day.
So some of the Mepharshim Tosafos try to explain that the word, that if a bracha starts with al, like al achilas matzah, it's a shevach on matzah. It's not a mitzvah on matzah, it's a shevach on matzah. It's a difficult answer, but there are some brachas we say, leh. It doesn't really answer the question. Also, what do you mean it's a shevach on matzah? How could the bracha change from the first day to the second day? It's a mysterious tosos. This tosos needs a hesber, what he's talking about.
Needs a hesber, because a lot of it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. What? Exactly, it doesn't make sense.
Great topic.
Yeah, it's a great topic. V'imishom demarachina tkiya shofar b'yantav sheni, shalosh Hashanah. What do we blow shofar second day? We make a bracha and a shecheinu too, right?
Yeah.
Make a shecheinu both nights.
Yeah,
Hanu dakanta de ninu v'chamiri beiz yom tov mishal galius linyan beita de kedusha achat ninu. Rosh Hashanah is different because even in Eretz Yisrael the whole 2 days.
Shecheinu is a
suffix though. Well,
I wear something intentionally.
I know. Good. Okay, excellent. What about the bracha on shofar? So Tosas, but anyway, the whole Rosh Hashanah is a suffix. Even in Eretz Yisrael, they keep second day. Beit and Olda Biyantif is also the second day. Why? Because when the Eidim came in the afternoon, the whole story. So the Rosh Hashanah is different, right? Hiziru minag avasem biyadeirim. Ve'od, bedaktik rabbeinu tam, mimesechtas brachos, perak hayikori, demaisi raya, de ima speaking bahalal, meirav, bar shiva, tikl lebei ravina, biyam she'en, yachin gomer tahalal, v'lo ifzik, he didn't stop him, he didn't answer him. Not that he didn't answer him because he was in the middle of Hallel. It's only a minute. He didn't answer him because he wasn't going with him. Who's this guy? I'm not answering this guy. But if there's no bracha, what's the question? Why didn't he answer? Someone came to say hello and he ignored him. If there's no bracha, what's the question? Why did he ignore him? Why would he ignore him? Because he doesn't like him? But there's no reason not to ignore him. There's no issue. You're saying Tehillim. You're not going to stop in the middle of Tehillim? Of course you are. There's no din like that. Then he brings the raya, v'od raya mehada of the Titans. Back to the story with Rav. The Uvda, the Rav, the Amar, Savar, left Sakini. He wanted to stop them from the middle of saying Halal. The Mashin, the Mavarchi. Must have been they made a bracha. The Elo, the Mavarchi, Hoyleleda, Shayminagav, saying Bidib. If they didn't make a bracha, then what would Rav care? They're saying Halal. If you don't make a bracha, why would Rav care if he's saying Halal? What would he care if you don't make a bracha? Who cares? Right? Umistam, Elo, Behem, Tahal, Ikla. Don't tell me Rav walked in late and didn't hear the bracha. The Mitkama Rav Ikla Lebavel, the Lokam Rav Ikla Basic Kanisha. Because it says Rav showed up at Bavel, it doesn't say Rav showed up in Shul. Had it said Rav showed up in Shul, maybe he came late. It doesn't say that. It says Rav showed up in Bavel, means he didn't come to Shul late. He came to Bavel late, not to Shul late. Right? Okay. Yes, he goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And we'll stop here. So what's the end result? The end result is most Ashkenazim say a brach on Halal Rosh Chodesh. Most do. I eat a minug. Well, it's second day yontif is a minug also. And we make brachas. And halal is also a minug. So the answer is, the different kind of minhagim. Our ravis, we don't make a bracha. Why not? So Tosfos said, it's only either because it's a lesser minhag, or it's not, you're not doing anything really, just picking something up. All these reasons. Right? So what other minhagim are out there that we have a shaila about? It's our ravis, halal, what else? That are really like you know, old minhagim that we have an issue, do you make a bracha or not? Right? Not that many things.
Father? I think mitzvah applies. That what? Something that when we do it, we make the bracha.
Pitzim has a mitzvah. Pitzim has a mitzvah. Of course, a mitzvah in the Torah. We're going to, I think it's one of these days coming up. We're going to talk about the Shechiyonu on Pitzim event. That's a different story. That's an issue. What? It's a bracha.
I understand, but what is
right. Fine, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good Shabbos. Okay.